Romans 8:27. Trinity. Some people say that the human soul is created in the image of God with three parts: mind, will, and emotions. Without trying to explain this in detail, we can see the different parts of our being function in unity. For example, our emotions may tell us that there's a relational problem with someone because of something that happened. We may feel sad, angry, or frustrated. Our minds think and analyze the situation to find a solution. And at some point, our will chooses the path that we will take. Romans 8:27 gives us a glimpse into how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit function in unity with one another. They function in complete unity, harmony, and love, just as our human mind, will, and emotions are intended to function in harmony. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read Romans 8:27. It says, "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." The first meditation question is, why does God search our hearts? And how and why does the Spirit pray for us? I guess two questions. There are many verses in the Bible that say that the Lord searches the hearts of human beings. Here is a sampling from both the Old and New Testaments. First Samuel 6:7. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And then Jeremiah 17:10. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. And then Revelation 2:23. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches the hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. God the Father searches our hearts and minds, but what does it mean? Is God searching to find something he does not know about? Well, of course not. It means that he is looking at and evaluating what is inside of us, not just what is seen on the outside. God's purpose in searching us is not so that he can get new information, but so that he can turn the focus of our hearts and minds to him. Man looks at and evaluates the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows our secrets, our motivations, our pride, our bitterness, our selfish motives. God also sees when we humbly seek him, trust him, and serve him, and love him. If we know that God sees everything, we will be very careful and sensitive, honoring and serving him with soft hearts. The second meditation question is, what does it mean that the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God? We have received forgiveness of sins and brought into a right relationship with the Father through Jesus. The Spirit of God came to live in us when we believed in Jesus. As we have studied and learned so far in our study of the book of Romans, the Spirit of God communicates to Jesus and the Father about what is going on inside of us. I think this is analogous to how our mind, will, and emotions function in harmony within each of us. We may want more money or a better job, and it is fine to ask the Father for these things. However, the Spirit prays for us according to the will of God because he knows the Father's will. He knows what we really need. We do not even know ourselves what is best for our lives, but the Father knows best. We often pray about outward things, but the Spirit prays about our hearts. We are concerned about our career. God is concerned about our character. One of God's primary goals for us is to transform our inner being into the image of Christ. The Spirit of God wants to transform us so that our hearts are also focused on the will of the Father. The Spirit prays according to the will of the Father so that His will be done in our lives. Many years ago, I was mistreated by other believers. I was very upset and critical of them. I focused on their actions and their misdeeds. I thought that what happened could not be God's will, but it was. God led me very powerfully through those events. He led me to exactly the right place at that time in my life, because he also used the situation to change my heart. He gave me more faith, more forgiveness, and more love through the whole chain of events. The Spirit of God knows everything about us. He knows what's in our hearts and what we really need. The Spirit works in harmony with the Father and the Son to lead us into the will of God and to give us a heart to love and to obey Him. So what is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I sensed that He was saying this to me. I know your heart and everything about you. I am working inside of you so that you can live out the will of God. My Spirit will give you the heart and the power to do my will. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. May your Spirit transform every area of my life and give me a heart to do your will in all things. In Christ's name, amen. And may God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another, as it is written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.